had a doorway of their own. They sound like dreamers. They sound unwell to the charitable and simply sick to the cruel. Something must be done. Something like admission to Eleanor West's Home for Wayward Children, a school for those who have gone and come back and hope to go again, when the wind is right, when the stars are bright, when the world remembers what it is to have mercy on the longing and the lost. There, they can be among their peers, if they can truly be said to have peers. They can be with people who understand what it is to have the door locked between themselves and home. The rules of the school are simple. Heal. Hope. And if you can, find your way back where you belong. No solicitation, no visitors, no quests. Chapter 1. One door opens, another is blown off its hinges. Autumn had come to Eleanor West's Home for Wayward Children in the usual way, with changing leaves and browning grass and the constant smell of impending rain hanging heavy in the air, a seasonal promise yet to be fulfilled. The blackberry briars at the back of the field grew rich with fruit, and several students spent their afternoons with buckets in their hands, turning their fingers purple and soothing their own furious hearts. Cade checked the seals on the windows one by one, running putty along the places where the moisture seemed likely to find a way inside, one eye on the library and the other on the sky. Angela watched the sky, too, waiting for a rainbow, ordinary shoes on her feet and enchanted shoes slung over her shoulder, laces tied in a careful, complicated knot. If the light and the water came together just so, if the rainbow touched down where she could reach it, she would be gone, off and running, running, running all the way home. Christopher, whose door would open, if it ever opened for him again, if he ever got to find his way back home, on the Day of the Dead, sat in the grove of trees behind the house, playing ever more elaborate songs on his bone flute, trying to prepare for the moment of disappointment when the door failed to appear, or of overwhelming elation when the skeleton girl called him back where he belonged. So it was all across the school, each of the students preparing for the change of seasons in whatever way seemed the most appropriate, the most comforting, the most likely to get them through the winter. Girls who had gone to worlds defined by summer locked themselves in their rooms and wept, staring at the specter of another 6 months trapped in this homeland that had somehow, between one moment and the next, become a prison. Others, whose worlds were places of eternal snow, of warm furs and hot fires and sweet mulled wine, rejoiced, seeing their own opportunity to find the way back opening like a flower in front of them. Eleanor West herself, a spry 97-year-old who could pass for someone in her late 60s, and often did when she had to interact with people from outside the school, walked the halls with a carpenter's eye, watching the walls for signs of sagging, watching the ceilings for signs of rot. It was necessary to have contractors in every few years to keep things solid. She hated the disruption. The children disliked pretending to be ordinary delinquents, sent away by their parents for starting fires or breaking windows, when really they had been sent away for slaying dragons and refusing to say that they hadn't. The lies seemed petty and small, and she couldn't blame them for feeling that way, although she rather thought they would change their tune if she deferred the maintenance and someone got drywall dropped on their head. Balancing the needs of her students with the needs of the school itself was tiresome, and she yearned for the return to nonsense and the carelessness she knew waited somewhere up ahead of her, in the golden country of the future. Like the children she called to her care, Eleanor West had been trying to go home for as long as she could remember. Unlike most of them, her struggle had been measured in decades, not months. And unlike most of them, she had watched dozens of travelers find their way back home while she was left standing in place, unable to follow, unable to do anything but weep. She sometimes thought that might be the one piece of true magic this world possessed. So many children had found their way home while in her care, and yet not.